Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Alongside the thousands of Cochrane reviews on treatments for diseases, we have many reviews investigating other aspects of well-being, including some relating to occupational health. One of these, published in August 2014, looks at sleep problems caused by shift work. Jos Verbeek from the Finnish Institute of Occupational Health in Helsinki outlines the findings and conclusions.
Shift work that includes regular night shifts causes sleepiness during the night shift and reduces the length and quality of sleep in between shifts. A particularly serious form of this imbalance of the sleep-wake cycle is called shift work sleep disorder, which affects 1 in 5 shift workers. Given that about 15% of all employees are working in shifts, this means that about 3% of the working population suffer from shift work sleep disorder. The different ways to counterbalance shift work problems can be divided into pharmacological and non-pharmacological interventions. The latter consists of changes in shift, scheduling, napping, and the use of bright lights. This Cochrane review focuses on the research into pharmacological interventions, and we have found some evidence of benefits. The scope of our review covered pharmacological treatments that might reduce sleepiness during the night shift or increase the length and quality of sleep between shifts in people who do regular shift work, which includes night shifts. We searched a wide range of literature and carefully checked more than 200 full publications for relevance before agreeing on 14 studies that could be included and which might provide the reliable evidence we wanted to present. 10 studies reported the effects on sleep after the night shift. 9 of these assessed the hormone melatonin, and the 10th tested the sleeping drug zopiclone, which the trade name Imovane in Europe. The other 4 studies examined interventions to reduce sleepiness during the night shift. This included one with the vigilance-promoting drug modafinil, trade name Provigil, 2 with the drug armodafinil, trade name Novigil, and 1 that studied the effects of caffeine combined with evening naps. Starting with the evidence of melatonin, this was used in doses from 1 to 10 milligrams by regular shift workers to try to improve their sleep after the night shift. The studies were done in hospitals, other areas, public service, and in industry. When we combined the findings, we found that, on average, melatonin increased sleep length by nearly half an hour. It didn't help people to get to sleep faster, and side effects were rare. What little trial evidence there is for the hypnotic zopiclone did not show any effect on sleep length. In the trials that targeted sleepiness while people were at work, both modafinil and amodafinil reduced sleepiness and increased alertness during the night shift. However, headache and nausea were noted as side effects in the trials, and rare but serious skin reactions have been reported for these drugs, and therefore they are not licensed to be used to promote vigilance in shift workers in the European Union. The trial that tested caffeine with naps also found an increase in alertness during the night shift, with a similar size effect to that achieved by the vigilance-promoting drugs. In summary, we have not uncovered an ideal medical treatment for sleep problems induced by shift work. Melatonin increased sleep length after a night shift, but did not reduce sleepiness during the night shift, while vigilance-promoting medicines had the same potential as caffeine to increase alertness, they caused frequent, mild side effects. Therefore, although pharmacological treatment may offer temporary relief from these sleep problems for shift workers, it's also important to consider non-pharmacological interventions and shift schedule changes.
If you'd like to read more about this review or to check others on shift work, go to thecochranelibrary.com and search for sleep and shift.